Blog Talk Radio.
Thursday night, boys and girls, and that means only one thing. It is time for Eat Me on Mancini Media. I used to live in Indiana, which is, of course, where Eli still lives, and I miss Hoosier food, especially the pork tenderloins the size of a tabletop and scrapple. Scrapple's a Pennsylvania Dutch specialty, but was adopted in Indiana by the older generation that didn't believe in wasting any meat. Farmers would actually take the severed head of a pig and boil all the meat off it in a large cast iron pot, and they would grind the meat up, mix it with cornmeal, and pop it into the fridge. Then you slice it, and you fry it up until crispy. Good eats. But you've got to forget that you're eating a pig's face for breakfast. Desperation and a sense of conserving things makes you eat things you can never describe to your children. You also should never describe our panel of food experts to anyone else. There's medical marvel. Eli, the bicycle cop from Speedway, the glamorous Miss Peggy from the sunny beaches of Florida, Captain Jet, who undoubtedly scares the hell out of children with his New York Jets outfit. You got Paco from the Dairy Winkle, the jewel of Campbell's Creek, West Virginia. And
hello.
Cindy Montgomery, and yours truly from the Home for the Aged in Phoenix, Arizona. It's Eat Me on Mancini Media, the truly unscripted off-the-rails podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Buckle up, boys and girls. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride until it fully stops. May God have mercy on our soul. I'm John Guy.
You know, John, your scrapple story reminded me of a guy that went in a little diner and he said, "What's your special?" And she said, "Beef tongue." He said, "I'm not eating anything that comes out of a cow's mouth. Just give me a couple eggs."
Yeah. That's good. I like that. We're going to be talking tonight about some strange food in various states. For example, Utah, Eli. And I'm thinking you're not going to eat a pickled pinto bean pie.
A what?
A pickled pinto bean pie.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. I would try it though, John. I love beans. I love everything pickled.
Yeah. Now in West Virginia, and I don't know if you ever had any, they actually do deep fried dandelions.
Oh yeah.
In Indiana, we call them a nuisance. In West Virginia, they eat them.
West Virginians have been called a nuisance before, so we're
Dairy Winkle backed me up. We eat those possums down there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How about, and I found this today on the internet, Ramparoni rolls in West Virginia.
Ramparoni.
Up in Buckhannon. You put ramps with the pepperoni and make the roll.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you do pepperoni rolls there at the Dairy Winkle?
I've never done pepperoni rolls at the Dairy Winkle, I'll never do ramps at the Dairy Winkle. I'm not a ramp fan. No, but now during ramp season, you have local fairs that local establishments that add ramps to their burgers and everything. So yeah, nothing
yeah.
that you can ramp up anything they claim, but.
That's right.
I'm not eating anything that makes me smell like that.
Well, Paco, Eli, last week we talked about the Ramp Festival, and we talked about the Roadkill Festival there in West by God. And you wash the roadkill down with Gubbs. Sassafras tea. Now, I spent the whole week looking for Gubbs, GUB'S, sassafras tea, and I couldn't find a damn thing on the internet. Plus, I did find out that sassafras is now illegal.
Did you say illegal?
It's sassafras.
Is illegal? He says with a question mark.
It is. Sassafras is illegal because you can now make ecstasy out of sassafras root.
Never heard that one.
Yep. And so the Food and Drug Administration, they banned sassafras. And it's like, that's a big drink not only in West Virginia, but in Indiana, too.
Not only that, but John, they're going to have to go back and edit up all those old black and white
pictures.
Yeah. How are they going to ban sassafras? It grows everywhere. The leaves are, the tree is very distinctive because it's the only tree that I know of that has three different shaped leaves on it.
Okay.
So it's easy to spot. And you can, all you have to do is scratch the ground out there and pull a piece of root up, and it smells so good. So,
oh, it does.
Stand there. Yeah. But are you sure that I've never heard
yep.
of Gubbs sassafras tea?
No, I hadn't either.
But thinking
so what
ahead. Are you sure you didn't mispronounce that? Because we have a lot of toothless people here. Are you sure it wasn't Gums sassafras
nope.
tea?
Nope, it's Gubbs, GUB'S, and I couldn't find it. So here's what I did, Paco. I wrote the Chamber of Commerce in, I don't know, Marlinton, either that or Richwood. I wrote the chamber, and I said, tell me about Gubbs, because with a name like Gubbs, you know, Cindy Montgomery, it's got to be good.
Did they find it?
No, they haven't written me back yet. I sent them an email and go, tell me about Gubbs, because that just sort of struck me as weird. And then I found out sassafras was illegal, and it's like, what?
Pissed me off.
What
hey,
the hell?
John,
yes, sir.
Some of our listeners are got some comments. Dave from Glen Falls, New York, wants to know if Dairy Winkle and is friends with Leatherface because he thinks they both sleep in the woods. And Joey from Buck. PA says he needs a gas mask because of the fires, and he says he needs a bath as well, so he's inquiring if we have any single ladies. Well, we do have Peggy, but we don't know where she went. So as soon as
Peggy gets back,
have her contact Joey. And
yeah.
Albert, from, I don't know where Albert's from. He wants to know if Jerry Winkle uses coconut on his gum to save his teeth.
Huh.
Oh. Never heard of that one.
Nope.
Well, and here's the thing. Jerry Winkle is how many months do you think it's going to take now to get Jerry Winkle back in action?
Well, depends on how long my money holds out. I'm thinking a couple months. But now I'm just now getting into the real expensive equipment part, and we're driving right now.
You know what you got to do. You serve beer at the Winkle?
We do not.
Yeah.
What you got to do is you got to go after Bud Light, because they have nowhere to spend their money right now. Everybody is so pissed at Bud Light. I'm serious when I tell you this. We're trying to – I live in Phoenix, and I got a business partner that is in Indiana, Decatur, Indiana. And I got a head football coach out of Las Vegas, and we're trying to get an indoor football team professional there in Indianapolis. So we, you know, scratched our heads as to how to get enough money to pull that off and play at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. And all of a sudden it dawned on somebody that Budweiser Light, they're hurting right now. So we're going to go ask them for $3.1 million.
You know, what's the worst thing they can say, John? No.
That's right. And, you know, they give the they give every NFL team $7 million just to sponsor the NFL draft, which takes all of 2 days. 32 teams each get $7 million. So we figured, shit, you're throwing that kind of money around. We'd like $3.1 million for our football team. Thank you so very much.
Well, why not? Bud Light around here, you can go in a place and order a Bud Light, and everybody in there gives you the eye.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're losing money hand over fist.
Well, I'll take all the free they want to give away.
You got to be careful what basket you put your eggs in.
That's right.
They weren't careful. So,
well,
typically controversy sells. Typically controversy is good, but not always, especially
not
in
always.
This case. Yeah.
Well, remember, times change. Maybe they just were ahead of the curve here, because 30 years ago you wouldn't have put a African American on a beer can.
Get him president.
That's right. Things change.
I think OJ was on a beer can 30 years ago, wasn't he?
Well. That's he was.
I know 30,
he was on
I know 30 years peak. Ago. I know 30 years ago he was on the coal.
Yeah. Well. Well. I don't know. But Anheuser-Busch may have been ahead of the curve. Maybe not. Don't know.
Well,
but we're still going to ask them, and as Eli says, most they can say is no.
Yeah, I mean, John, go for it, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, if I saw Selma Hayek eating lunch down at Charlie Brown's.
Yeah.
My favorite restaurant there on Main Street. I'd still go over and talk to her and ask her out. I get a pass on Selma Hayek. What's the worst she going to do? Say no, or her bodyguards beat me up. So I can live with either
one. That's true. Yeah.
I always say, though, hey, I got to ask Selma Hayek out.
True.
We got 178 listeners, John.
Wow. Hey, what is Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s favorite sandwich? And I'm willing to bet you'd eat one of these.
Oh, Lord.
Junior, banana and mayo sandwich on white bread.
Dude, I ate it with peanut. When I eat a peanut butter and banana sandwich, you always put mayo. It's got to be real mayo, none of that fake stuff.
There you go. See?
So, yes,
there's only one mayo, and that's Hellman's.
That's the good stuff.
The good stuff. That's right.
Now, Jeff, I won't serve any other mayonnaise. Has to be Hellman.
Now, the weird food in Arkansas. You ever been to Arkansas, Paco?
Yes.
Not on purpose.
Ah! Not on purpose. Oh, my God. You know, thank goodness we have no listeners in Arkansas.
One time I was going through Arkansas, and I made it a point to stop in Little Rock, Arkansas, and buy a Colin Ray album or CD, whatever they call them these days, of Little Rock, Arkansas. I don't know if you're familiar with the song or not, but it's a good song, and I made it a point to stop there and buy that CD of Colin Ray singing Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, one of their restaurants there serves pork brains and eggs for breakfast. Would you do that one?
Never. My dad loved pork brains for breakfast.
Yeah.
Squirrel brains. Yeah.
Grandpa used to make me eat those.
They grew up in a different time. Meat was meat. They weren't real particular. If you didn't have something growing out in the corral, you went out in the woods and found it and shot it and ate it.
Dude, people don't believe me, John, when I tell them that, you know, I grew up on that farm, West Virginia. I was like 6 years old, and I'd get up on Saturday and Sunday mornings, and my dad, if we wanted rabbits, he'd hand me a 20-gauge and 5 shells and tell me I better bring back 5 rabbits, or he'd give me a little tube-fed, I had a little tube-fed bolt-action 22 with a little Tasco 4-power on it, which I would snipe the squirrel's heads with. And he'd give me, 5 or 6 bullets and go, you better bring back 5 or 6 squirrels. That's why I was firearms champ in my class at the academy, because I got beat if I missed. So, you know, there's the extra pressure of the shot. You know, then I get the extra pressure of my giant dad's going to beat my ass if I waste a bullet. You know,
wow.
When you have Eastern European dad with Eastern European grandparents who emigrated between the Great Wars, that's just how things were.
That's right. Yeah. You know, it's funny being here in an assisted living facility out in the desert. I'm surrounded by old people.
So are they.
And it's funny when I ask them, like, what do you miss? You know, food-wise, because they come up with some interesting cravings. And so I'm sort of like the alderman of the complex, and I'll go out and I'll get somebody an In-N-Out burger, because that's what they're jonesing for. No one's asked for a White Castle yet, and that's really kind of surprising me.
Oh, they got so many different kinds.
Do you have White Castles there?
We have White Castles now in Phoenix, yes. And the newest White Castle edition is Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. The
Have you had one of those?
Yeah.
Never heard of
them all. Breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah. Yeah, they we have when they opened the White Castle here in Phoenix, Scottsdale actually, the line to go through the drive through was backed up like 2 miles. Serious.
Wow.
Oh, that's typical.
I mean, we were so craving White Castle burgers. Now, one thing that this is interesting, they only do it in Connecticut. A steamed cheeseburger.
They steam the meat?
They steam everything. They put the whole cheeseburger in a specially made steamer, and the cheese covers the meat. But you got to think, that burger is about as moist could be. A steamed cheeseburger. They serve it several areas of Connecticut.
Well, John, now that we're talking about White Castle, Gary from Flint, yeah, Michigan, I think, gave a list of something that's very crucial to White Castle.
What?
It's his top five beers. They are Iron City, Pabst, Billy Beer, Lone Star, and Budman.
Well, he's leaving Line and Kugel out.
He's leaving a lot of good ones out.
Yeah. Because people in Wisconsin are very, they love their Liney. Well,
never even heard of.
I still like your joke, Paco.
Do what?
I still love your joke about the beef tongue.
Oh, yeah.
The sad part was it probably wasn't a joke. Yeah, it is. What's gravy to one is not to another.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like, and you always see that meme on Facebook, some chick bitching and whining about killing animals to eat. And she says, you know, why don't you just go to the store and buy meat? There's no reason to kill animals.
That's right. Yeah. Now, in Maryland, they actually barbecue muskrats. That's a big thing in Maryland. Barbecued muskrat.
Wow.
That reminds me of a non-food related topic since you mentioned,
yes, sir,
Maryland. Did you know? I know you've heard comparisons between Kennedy's assassination and Lincoln's assassination.
Yes.
Did you know that a week before Lincoln was assassinated, he was in Monroe, Maryland? And a week before Kennedy died, he was in Maryland, Monroe. True story.
That's pretty good. That's pretty damn good, Paco.
Hey, John, I got in trouble at the law enforcement academy for a Kennedy joke.
Oh, yeah?
It's in poor taste, so I know you're dying to hear it. I didn't. I went to the academy. I was old. I was old as literally some of those guys dead. So I didn't say anything the entire, and I'd been to an academy before, so I didn't say anything in law class. And finally, toward the end, like with 2 weeks to go, the law instructor calls on me. He goes, hey, you haven't said anything the entire year, so you're going to tell everybody a joke. So I said, I stood at attention, said, sir, yes, sir. I said, do you know why the Kennedy brothers gave up boxing, sir? And he goes, no, why did the Kennedy brothers give up boxing? And I replied, they can't take headshots, sir. and he got really mad, and I had to do push-ups and all kinds of stuff. I didn't realize it, and then one of the other instructors told me afterwards that he was a big JFK and Bobby Kennedy guy, and he had autographed pictures in his office and stuff. But hey, everyone else, what the hell?
There's a T-shirt out where Abraham Lincoln's rating the play at Ford's Theater. He only gave it 1 star. But in Missouri, and I'm thinking, Eli, you would eat this. It's called a St. Paul sandwich in Missouri. It's an egg foo young patty.
Ooh.
And I like egg foo young. And they put it on white bread with dill pickles and mayonnaise. I'd eat that.
I would eat it, but I'd prefer to have spicy mustard on it.
Okay.
Oh, Gouldens, yes.
Now, up in Massachusetts, you can get a chow mein sandwich, and they just ask you, strained or unstrained, a chow mein sandwich. I don't know.
You know, not to change the subject again, but he just mentioned boxing.
Yes, sir.
My sister was on the wrestling team, and she wasn't very good, but you should see her box.
Oh, for the love of God.
Lordy, we're really going off the rails tonight, John.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you gave me the segue.
That's right. Thank God Peggy's not on right now. She's charging her phone.
Well, it'll be charging up after these stories.
Yeah. My God.
Egg foo young on a sand on white bread.
Well, with mayo and dill pickles. Now, usually Eli will eat anything with mayo and dill pickles.
That doesn't sound like a good combination to me.
Well, this doesn't either, and yet Eli and I both eat this. In North Dakota, it's called a Fifth Bro hot dog. A beef frank topped with cream cheese, mangoes, relish, and pineapple sriracha sauce.
Oh, yeah. I'd eat that.
I'd eat that a hell of a lot quicker than I'd eat pickled pinto bean pie in New Mexico.
Pickled beans.
Pickles and beans in a pie.
Hey, John, Peggy says she's back. Peggy, can you hear us?
Welcome, Peggy.
Hello?
Peggy, we got somebody waiting.
She's going to use a megaphone, Eli.
Ralph from Pittsburgh's waiting on her.
That's right. You know, I'm planning on, when I get my disability back pay, I'm looking to go to Las Vegas one last time, okay? They have there, and I'm not going just for this, but I will check this one out, Belly of the Beast Burger. It's a hamburger. It weighs 10 pounds. Now, I want you to think about that. It's a 10-pound hamburger.
Good Lord.
They use
How many people does it serve?
Well, it's for a single person. It's only two burger patties. Each burger patty weighs 2 pounds. Then they top it off with cheddar and jack cheese, pork belly, tater tots, tomatoes, jalapenos, barbecue sauce, and ranch dressing.
So you win a prize if you eat it all.
Well, I'm thinking Eli would actually eat that.
I'd give it hell, John.
Two kinds of cheese, pork belly, tater tots, tomatoes, jalapenos, barbecue. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh,
tater
yeah.
tots.
I mean.
I'm a simple man. I'm a beans and tater old boy. I'm not. I can't.
And
yeah,
fried squirrel?
That,
yeah.
I'm not a squirrel eater. It's eating around here, but I'm not.
Does anyone else put mustard on their tater tots?
Who the hell puts mustard on tater tots?
Yours.
Who the hell eats tater tots?
Mustard and diced onions on them.
Really?
Oh yeah. John, you got to try mustard. I know it sounds very Carl Childers, but I was doing it long before Carl.
Somebody here, I want to say it's Domino's just introduced tater tots.
Yeah.
They just introduced tater tots, which I think was just a way for them to get in the potato business without doing fries, and tater tots do travel better than French fries do.
Oh, they do.
Oh, absolutely. But
and if we ever get Peggy back, she can tell us all about tater tot hot dish.
Oh yeah,
because that's
I thought Peggy was a tater tot hot dish.
Yeah,
she is. She's a siren of Sarasota.
That's right,
sir.
Now, this one I would not eat, but it is available in the state of Kansas. It's a s'more burger. It's a regular cheeseburger with graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate on it.
I'd have to say I'd try that.
You could just about put anything on, chocolate on anything, and I'd eat it. I like chocolate.
Okay. How about spaghetti pizza?
Oh, yeah. A heartbeat.
Do you get that up in Chicago, Eli?
Yeah, somebody was serving that here in India a year or two ago. I can't remember who it was.
Huh. Wow. Smoked rattlesnake in Colorado. You need smoked rattlesnake.
I have eaten snakes, John.
I have too. I got a snake once off a food truck. They were just serving weird food. Now, here's one thing I would not eat. Down in Georgia, what's popular down there is peanuts and Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drop a peanut and Coca-Cola. Sure, that's old school. That's been around a while.
Yep.
Peanuts and Coke?
I've seen them drop them in beer, too.
Yeah, you got to
pour
them
in. Peanuts in beer, especially salty nuts.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, my stepdaughter, she loves boiled peanuts. And I don't know.
No,
Eli,
how about chow mein
on a sandwich?
Especially if it was like on grilled rye.
Huh. Well,
Peggy can hear us, John, but we can't hear her.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Peggy.
You know, there's probably all 98% of our listeners are thinking, man, I wish my wives were like that.
Well, Eli, remember when we were doing a podcast and we had a mime on?
Yeah.
We had Carl the Mime. And I'd go, well, Carl's trying to get out of that glass box again.
I've been told many times in my life that I had a face for radio.
Yeah. You know, I was on the radio. I've been on the radio many a place, but once was in Boone County, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And
the home of Jesco White.
I go to the home of Jesco White, you betcha. And I went down to the post office one day for something, and this lady walks up to me, and she goes, "You're John Guy?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." She goes, "You don't look like you sound on the radio." And I just kept thinking, what? It's just one of those things you don't have an answer for.
Hey,
I was shocked the first time I saw Paul Harvey. He didn't look like I expected him to look.
Yeah.
Hey, John,
expected him to have hair.
Yes, sir.
Where the New River Gorge Bridge is?
I know where that's at.
I mean, is that in Boone County?
No, Fayette County.
No.
It's in Fayette County? Okay. I knew it was close. I just couldn't remember for sure.
Yeah.
Fayette County would be, Beckley, wouldn't it?
No, that's Raleigh County.
Oh, that's Raleigh. That's right.
Yeah. But, Fayette's between Raleigh and Nicholas.
Okay.
Somerville Lake is in Nicholas County. Interesting fact about Somerville Lake. There was a small town there that got displaced by the lake when they put the lake there. And the name of the town was Gad. Gad, West Virginia.
G-A-D?
G-A-D.
Gad, West Virginia. Well, there in Boone County, you got mud.
They changed the name to Somerville because they didn't want people to say this was the Gad Dam.
Ah! Yeah, it's true.
That's a true story. That's a true story. It's been told here for years. A little town named Gad.
Did you ever go to Big Ugly?
Yeah, sure, I've been to Big Ugly.
Big Ugly and Mud?
That's in Clay County.
Mud?
There's a place West Virginia? Mud Suck, West Virginia, is in Kanawha County. Mud Suck is where Benny Mallory International Airport was. It was a little private airport, a local pilot, and it was in Mud Suck, West Virginia, which is located in South Charleston. But that was the name.
Okay.
Mud Suck, West Virginia. So yeah, that's West Virginia's notorious on funky names.
Oh God, like, yeah.
They got a bunch of them.
Yeah, they
you
do.
You guys been to Looney Town, West Virginia?
Where?
Looney Town.
Sure, Looney Town. It's in.
You been there?
It's up near Parkersburg.
All right.
Runs in my mind. Yeah.
Well, I've been to Kitchen.
Yeah. Don't know yet.
Hey, John. Now that it's illegal, are they going to have to change the name of the town in West Virginia?
Yeah, they're gonna have to change the name a few states, I'm sure. But I used to get Sassafras tea all the time over there in Park County, Indiana.
No more.
No more.
All right, now
so you're telling me if I go out and dig up a sassafras root and process the root and send it to you, they're gonna jail you and I?
Well, probably not. No. What they're going to do is they're going to wait until I take that root and make a tea out of it or grate it or do something with it and either use it in cooking or drinking, at which point in time, technically, I am breaking the law.
There's a brewery and a meadery here in town, and they just made, and I tried, sassafras mead. And if you're familiar with mead, mead is made with, I'm not a brewer, but it's made with honey. It's a, I'd never even heard of it, but it's referenced in the Bible, and I wouldn't know that either, but that's what I'm told. So, but mead's
oh, wait a minute here, Paco. People of West Virginia, they get back to God.
This is the Bible Belt. Absolutely. This is the Bible Belt. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew every church in Boone and Kanawha County handled snakes.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, I've been to
that handled snakes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now I've known there was a snake handler's church near my grandparents in Fayette County when I was a kid, and that's the only one I ever knew of. But
no, there's one right now.
There's no shortage of churches around here. There are 12
churches
in Campbell's Creek alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no shortage of churches.
No, but I knew when I was in West Virginia, I knew where the snake handler churches were and the ones that would drink strychnine.
Well,
they're still out there. Yes, sir.
I have found a place that the three of us need to go to in West Virginia. In Clay County.
Where?
In Clay County, and it's the location of around a dozen mysterious deaths at the start of the last century. It's called Booger Hole.
Booger Hole?
Booger Hole, West Virginia.
In Clay County? I'll follow up on that. I may even go visit it.
I feel a road trip coming on.
Yeah, I do, too.
Booger Hole, West Virginia. Never heard of that one.
You say Booger Hole to me, I think of your nose.
Yeah. Very true. The time is flying by. How many listeners we got there, Mr. Eli?
302, unless Peggy makes 303. Peggy, can you get on, babe?
Anybody else? There's no Captain Jet. Where's my Cindy Montgomery?
We have half a Peggy.
Can you hear me, John?
Oh, there she is.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Peggy.
I was in the dining
room. Virginia.
No, we got no. This is Cindy. This is Cindy from. From my home here. You were in where?
I was in the dining room clucking with the hens. You know how that goes in the conversation and you can't get out.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
I forgot about my phone. I left it here being charged, but I ran back
Cindy took your place last week there, Mr. Eli.
Well,
hi, Eli.
Not to belittle her talents, that wasn't hard to do.
Oh, yeah, the bar was pretty damn low.
Pretty low, that's right.
I did pretty damn good, I think.
That's right. You did fine. And we've also got the Dairy Winkle man on, Paco, from from West Virginia. We've been talking about the roadkill.
That's right.
We had a good meal tonight.
We did.
We had a very good meal tonight. Pork loin with gravy, au gratin, potatoes, spinach. It was a very nice, and cream of carrot homemade soup.
Oh.
Yes, sir. We did okay.
We always tease about Sergio, our head chef, has a carrot garden in the backyard somewhere because he has carrots in everything.
He does. He does. And some of the slices are huge.
Yeah, they can be pretty big.
They really are.
Yeah. He's lightened up a bit since we told him about it. We told him there's too many carrots and everything, but that carrot soup is to die for. It's really good.
Is it cream of carrots?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
It is. Oh, he makes excellent soups. He really does.
Yeah.
Now, I am convinced.
I don't think they're homemade soups. I think they're soups
in
a bag.
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
I don't know, but...
We'll have to ask him. We'll have to find out. I'm curious. I've always been curious if they're...
Yeah, his soups are dead on. They really are.
I would almost guess to buy prepared soups would be cost prohibitive for that situation. I mean, your profit margin goes way up if you make your own soup as opposed to buying a block or a frozen cube or however it comes. I mean, but your profit margin drops way down when you buy prepared soups.
Here's a question for you, Paco.
Okay.
Do you make your own chili sauce for your hot dogs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I grind my own coleslaw, and I only mix it with Marzetti's coleslaw dressing. Chop my own onions, fresh daily. That you can buy them prepared, but they get weepy. They'll make water, and once you take them out of the fridge, they make water. So I don't care for them. So I do everything as fresh as I possibly can, and I do use an all beef wiener.
Eli, we got to be going there to Campbell's Creek.
You bet.
We'll stop there on our way to the Booger Hole, and I googled Booger Hole just now, Eli, and it's near Ivydale. I know Ivydale. I just never heard the term. And their claim to fame is, in 1917, they had 12 murders there.
It's Bigfoot.
And I mean, this is a little town. I mean, it's obviously smaller than Ivydale, and Ivydale probably has 400 people in it, you know. So, but
solved it.
It didn't say. I was just glancing there while I was yakking. But
they can't tell people in the
next. The next time I'm on here, I will have been to Booger Hole. I'm going to make a point to go to Booger Hole within the next couple of days and see if there's any establishment there where I can get a sandwich. I would suspect that there's no businesses in Booger Hole.
I wouldn't eat there, I'll tell you that.
Hi, guys.
Well,
I'm back.
Yay, Peggy. Yay.
Peggy and 326 other listeners.
Isn't that
wow.
Awesome? That's great.
Well, we've been talking about Booger Hole, which is a small community in West Virginia, Peggy.
It's called Booger Hole?
Yes, sir.
Booger Hole.
where they filmed? Oh, Vic from Tallahassee says, is that where they filmed the Boogeyman in the Booger Hole?
Yeah, well, I think it's a low budget film there.
Yeah,
I'll be the Booger Man.
Booger Hole.
Yeah, what a great name for a movie. Booger Hole.
Well, Paco's going to go see it. He's going to go visit it in the next few days. He's going to scout it out for us. Yeah, you can Google Booger Hole, West Virginia, and they have a Wikipedia page. Yes, ma'am.
Well,
Lake County, and yes, in 1917, they had a dozen murders.
Wow.
A dozen murders in this little town. And the community itself formed what they referred to as a mob, posting notices threatening to get bloodhounds and detectives and run the murderer to the ends of the earth. Folklore has it that the community's name derived from this violence, booger being a local usage for the Boogle Man. So, Booger Hole.
How do you spell it? B-U-G-A-R?
B-O-O-G-E-R. Booger. Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Okay, I'm Googling
yeah,
it right
it's
now.
On, yeah, and it's got a Wikipedia page.
Hey.
And they had a dozen murders in 1917 that apparently were never, ever solved.
You know, per capita, that's crazy high.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Booger Hole, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Looks like they have ghosts in
Oregon.
Well, it's kind of like Slick Lizard, Alabama. You know, you just sort of wonder. You just sort of wonder. Wow. Huh.
You know,
there's a place called Boring, Oregon. B-O-R-I-N-G.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And here in Arizona, the name is, that everybody knows here in the state, at least, is Why.
Why?
Why, Arizona? They have a casino in
Why.
Why not?
Why?
Isn't there another place?
Yeah, that's
somewhere?
Right. Why?
Somewhere
where?
In Arizona.
What's the name?
I thought there was a place called Somewhere, Arizona.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is on the way to Las Vegas.
Okay.
It is on the route. It's on the route going, let me see here. I think from Kingman to Vegas, the Hoover Dam. I think it's on the way to Chloride, basically.
Oh, Chloride.
Yeah. Chloride's a neat little town in Arizona. But how come we haven't had our listener from Peoria, Arizona, write in tonight? Well, they got a family emergency going on or what? Jeez.
Yeah,
I missed them.
Get on here. Hey, Denise from San. Now that we have Peggy back,
yeah.
Denise Francisco wants to know where Leatherface and Bible Bill are these days.
Well, Bible Bill has his own show now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's moving on up, like Mr. Jefferson.
Do you love apartment in the sky?
That's right.
And I don't know.
So we were talking deep fried dandelions and banana and mayonnaise sandwiches on white bread.
And Ray's getting the Super Bowl party ready now that they have Rodgers.
That's right. he can get himself a he can get himself a barbecued muskrat for a tailgate party.
And I'll bring him a hot dog.
Yum.
Peggy, did your mom ever make tater tot hot dish?
Oh, anybody from Minnesota has made tater tot hot dish.
Well, tell us about it.
It's one of those things where you take a kind of cream of anything soup and some ground beef and whatever vegetables you have on it. Just pile up the tater tots on top and bake it.
My buddy that I was caretaking for 5 months, the baseball player from Benin, a country no one's ever heard of in Africa, is currently in Minnesota right now.
How
and
are you?
I told him, wait till winter comes. This is a guy from Equatorial Africa. He's never seen snow.
That should be interesting.
And he's in some suburb of Minneapolis, and it's going to get colder than hell. But, yeah, he wants to go to Century College, which is a junior college. They're in, like, White Bear Lake or something. And they've got a D3 baseball program. So he's being recruited by the head coach there at Century. Home of the, what are they? I think they're some kind of a duck. Their team name is like the Wood Ducks or, I don't know, something.
Like that.
The Lame Ducks?
Okay, girls, since you are now on, and we're going to be closing this up here very shortly, Paco's going to tell you a joke.
Oh,
go, Paco, go.
I don't know any jokes. Give me a subject. Okay, hey, I was in a bar the other day, and it was a nice restaurant bar, and I was talking to this lady. And I said, would you sleep with a stranger for $1 million? And she said, yeah, I believe I would. And I said, well, what can I get for $20? And she said, what do you think I am? I said, we've already decided that. We're just haggling over price.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys, we broke 340 listeners tonight, 341.
There you go.
That's great. Funny.
Yeah, well, 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Thanks to all
no,
of
no,
you.
It was...
They are the success of the show.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No, you told that Kennedy joke.
No, that was Eli. Eli told the Kennedy joke.
That's right.
About the
Eli.
Boss.
We know I have
tell
no taste. Oh, tell the girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I went to the academy as an old guy, so I never said anything. I'd already been to one other academy, so I didn't say a word all year in law class. Then, with about a week and a half to go, less than 2 weeks, the instructor calls me out and goes, you haven't said anything the entire semester, so you're going to stand up and tell a joke. So I stood up and said, sir, yes, sir. I asked him, I said, do you know why the Kennedy brothers didn't like boxing? And the instructor goes, no, why didn't the Kennedy brothers not like boxing? I said, they couldn't take headshots.
Oh! Bada bing, bada boom. That's going
to
run us out of time.
For days for that one.
We'll see those 341 listeners next Thursday, hopefully.
Hope so.
Until then, eat something crazy and think about us when you do it. Until next Thursday, I'm John Guy.
Oh.
I'm Eli Racevich. Eat something bad for you.
I'm Peg Pop. Go for it. Thanks for being a.
Eat something expired.
Yeah.
Ain't touching.